Roma, 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 Gaga, ooh la la, what you been romance?
I do. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 10 Dozen Minutes of me, Mr. Stellhead. Jake is still on his way back from the KOL Orlando meet, little Disney World takeover that happened this past weekend, which was brought to us by Rutabaga, and was a hell of a good time, I would have to say. The first evening, we all went out to dinner. We got to hang out with all the KOLers. It was wonderful. And then I didn't see anybody else except my immediate group for the entire rest of the weekend, which I'm heartily sorry for, all you KOL folk who were there, that I didn't get to see. Because we went to Disney World, and then like an hour after we got back, we went to sleep. Excuse me. Drunk our way around Epcot Center, and when we got back, we went to sleep. So, yeah. A busy time. Didn't get to see everyone that I'd hoped we would see. But a good time was had by all, I like to think. Thank you very much, Rue, for putting that together. Jake is flying back from Orlando, so you're stuck with me this evening. If I'm feeling vaguely sinister, I may try and add some random folk onto Skype to see... let me see if I can create a new Skype account. Let's make a new Skype account just for us. And if this works, we'll go ahead and add some random folks to the show tonight. Just because, you know, I feel like the show's better when there are people to talk to. Okay, so here's the deal. I'm gonna read some Radio Bugbear questions, gonna read some stuff off the Twitter. You guys know how much I don't know about the game. Nemesis rolled out right before I left. I haven't actually played all the way through it. So, it's gonna be not the world's greatest show as far as talking about the game goes, unless y'all wanna call in. So, I've created a Skype account called 10 Dozen Minutes. All one word, 10 Dozen Minutes. And if you want to send in a friend request to that Skype account, I will totally add you in, and I'll put you on the air. And, you know, if you're going to do that, have something to chat about, a topic, a question, something we can discuss. And that is how we'll while away the evening. Until then, let's see. Dr. S. Baitzo says, hot stuff, clearly beta access to StarCraft 2, so you can stay on the cutting edge of pop parody. It's diet work. Yeah, that's what I tell myself too. Like, I need to finish Bioshock, because otherwise, how am I going to be able to intelligently make fun of Bioshock? And then somebody goes, hey dude, Bioshock's been out for a couple of years now. You should be playing Bioshock 2. And I go, god damn it, I'm terrible at video games. But I'm pretty sure that watching streaming Netflix on the Xbox is vital work. Vital work. Let's see, a lot of people asking for Hot Stuff's SC2 password. Crying out loud. People say, I'm sorry, but your job is to make references to things we're aware of. Oh, yeah. Jick just put up a long-form little blogging thing called Old Jick. Oldjick.tumblr.com. Some funny shit on there. Everybody see the picture that Jick posted on the Twitter of the Jar Jar Binks Goofy? That is some random shit right there. Let's see. Warlock. Oh, save for Warlock. Let's call. Let's chat with Save for Warlock and see what's up. Well, Warlock. But, hey. Okay, so, some ground rules. So send me a conversation and say, hey, this is my player name, and then I will give you a call. Yeah. Jesus. Let me try again. Now I remember why we don't do live call-in shows. He's busy. Oh, Warlock. We'll try you later on the show, Warlock. Safe for Warlock. Let's see. not a whole lot on the Twitter, except people talking about hot stuff. Beta code. Yeah, so the whole thing about Star Wars stuff at Disney, it was really sad to go and see an entire wall with the Star Wars logo big up top. And they're like, oh, this is going to be stuff that I'm going to want to see in a gift shop. You know, so I go over to the wall, and it's all action figures and movies, you know, DVDs and shit from the Clone Wars. Like, everything from the, like, CGI Clone Wars and a couple of things from the first, or the, you know, the second trilogy of films chronologically. And it was like so weird to see a wall of Star Trek stuff or Star Wars stuff that I just don't care about at all. Like, as if episodes 4, 5, and 6 never happened. That's what that wall was. And it was kind of depressing. I can't deny it. But then there was another wall that had some original trilogy stuff, including like a Donald Duck stormtrooper, which is pretty cool. Bodice and Iwi just turned the radio up. Turn the radio up for that sweet sound. Hold me close, never let me go. Oh, wow. Keep this feeling alive, make me lose control. Yeah. We're going to sing like Adam Dunn tonight. Let's see. Anastella says, please tell me Scully's not serious when he went, oh, anyone can get 15 million or 3 juniors easily, mainly because most casual players can't. I don't recall ever saying that. I don't think anybody has. I don't think anybody has any documentary evidence of anybody ever saying that. For crying out loud. Okay, we, neither of the people who have sent me messages so far actually logged into Skype. That, folks, is something you're going to want to do. Actually, oh, sorry, I have to add your context to see that you're alive. Okay, well, let's try Brute Force Pwns You. He says, hi, I'm Brute Force Pwns You. Let's give him a call. He has the same first name as Andrew.
Hey, Mr. Sled.
Hey, Brute Force Pwns You. What's up, man?
Not too much. Just hanging out here listening to your show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah, fire away.
Why is Exactoris... Why is Exactoris 3-day hardcore no path ascension been removed from the... Well, there's some serious delay going on. But what I'm saying was...
Why was Exactorate's 3-day hardcore ascension removed from the leaderboard?
Yeah. There we go.
You know, I haven't heard that saga. Is there a forum thread on it?
No, I didn't see anything about it.
No one's even... Oh. Ominous.
So, yeah, but it's not there anymore. And it's kind of wigging me out.
Yeah, I'm wigging a little myself. Let's see, it was a no-path run, you're saying?
Yeah, it was a 3-day at Crimbo.
Uh-huh.
So, hang on, I'm gonna mute, there we go. Ah, that's better. I had the mute Winamp, sorry.
Were you getting an echo back?
Yeah, it was like a 5-second delay. So pro tip to anyone else that calls in, definitely, turn off Winamp. But yeah, Exactoriate, 3-day hardcore no path run at Crimbo. He did a stunt run, basically, but it's no longer on the weird board, and I was wondering what happened with that.
Yeah, look at the hardcore ascension leaderboard.
Because now it's 4-dayers there.
Yeah, they're all 4-day.
So I didn't know if you knew anything about that. I was just curious.
No, I don't know anything about that, but I'm fascinated. If anybody else knows anything about that, and you can drop that into radio chat, we'll... You all got to keep in mind that when you're asking me questions, keep them very, very, very simple.
My bad.
Yeah. You know, no, I will look into that, man, because that's actually kind of interesting. How is that player name spelled?
Hang on, I'll call it up. He's elsewhere on the leaderboard. He's another HCO player. I'm just an HCN, but let me get the Hardcore Ascension. There it is. He's like under Hardcore Booze too. It's EXACTOR and then space IT.
Okay. Although Jeffrey, guy who didn't give me KOL name, he says it's been 2 months and the leaderboard only keeps the last 2 months of records up. So if that's true, that would make sense. I would wager nobody's going to beat a 3-day for quite some time if it required some
stunt mastery. No, he got Crimbo Cash was what it was. It was just, it's on the forum somewhere. He did a poll thing about it, but I was just curious to see what happened to that. That's all.
I'm sure that it's still in his profile, and if it's not, he should just put that as his location.
Yeah.
I did a 3-day hardcore run, and I'll bet you can't.
Yeah, it's in his Ascension history. It was just no longer in the leaderboards. I thought those were permanent, but I guess not. It's cool.
No, I know we refresh them occasionally because of stuff like that. Like, we don't want... Say there's an event that a whole bunch of people do a run that's impossible normally. You don't want that to just stick up there for all time so the people will...
Yeah, that's never going to happen again unless you guys pull another stunt off like that.
We'll see. We never do it on purpose, but...
I don't know how he does it, but he's better than me.
All right, well, I'm going to let you go, man, and go...
Hey, no worries.
...grab some other people.
Cool. Good talking to you, man. All
right. Thank you for calling.
Yep.
That was Brute Force Bones You, teaching us all that leaderboards only stick around for 2 months. And, somewhere in the back of my reptilian brain, I knew that. I swear I did. But he just brought it back to the forefront. Thanks for calling with the webcam active. It was nice to see you. I don't have a webcam plugged into this computer. I have one in my laptop, but, probably better for all involved. Bodhis and Niwi says, Dear Scully, please explain the Higgs field. Well, you see, what happened is old farmer Higgs one day decided that he had planted enough sorghum to last through the winter, and he needed to plant some soybeans so that he would have something to feed to the Japanese schoolgirls that were coming in the following week. So he plowed up his sorghum field and he planted soybeans instead. And he called upon his friends who were on a ship, his Higgs first mate, his Higgs bosun, all of these people to help him plant his soybeans so that he could seduce Japanese schoolgirls. So, like all science, it always comes back to Japanese schoolgirls. Let's see. We got a couple of more people. Jeff B. was the gentleman who set my shit straight on why that was happening. So, this could be awesome. I could have people talk to me and ask questions, and then have other people respond with the answer to the question, and I could just be a facilitator. That would be awesome. I got a message here from Hoopity, who's calling to berate me about a certain book. This should be good. Hoopity?
Hello.
Hi. I'm intrigued by your... threat to berate me about a certain book. What's on your mind?
Well, it's not going to start out with the berating, because I kind of agree on it. Okay. Now, we've heard you complain a few times about R.A. Salvatore's lack of understanding about breathing.
Right.
And I guess I actually never read it, so if you wouldn't mind explaining that to everyone.
Oh, that was Jick's thing, but I've heard his rant on it so many times I've internalized it. That whenever he means to say breathe, which is B-R-E-A-T-H-E, he spells it B-R-E-A-T-H. And that's a common mistake that people make in writing, to think that breath and breathe are spelled the same way, and it's just the context that decides which one it is. But when you're in the know on that, it just makes sentences read really weird. Like, he was unable to breath because the oxygen in the room was too heavy. Yeah. That seems very weird.
If it wasn't you that read it, then I'm probably going to need your help to attack Jick on this.
Okay.
So
I'm always up for attacking Jick.
So the deal is, he gave at least, I mean, he gave at least 5 seconds of his time to read a sentence, right? He probably read a book, I imagine.
Right.
So he gave that much time to something that's kind of trashy.
Sure.
I mean, if you haven't read him, then you can't really agree or disagree there. But if he gave that time to something that trashy, he's got to, and I've already sent in messages in the past, he has to at least spare, you know, half of that on something that's better. And I don't know if you know him, but his name's George R.R. Martin.
I have not read a lot of George R.R. Martin, but I know that he exists and that I ought to be reading it.
Yeah, so it's, he kind of, I don't want to say he puts to shame, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. He puts to shame most other fantasy writers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, well, I guess for you, you'd probably at least enjoy trying to read it. I don't know what kind of things you read, but I don't know. It's definitely one of those things where I would prod people more than once.
How is he compared to, say, Tolkien? Is it that epic and dry, or is it a little more fast-paced?
It is much more. It is much less romantic. And those aren't. That's not my word. I can't claim credit for that one. But I think that description fits. It's less romantic. It's more. It's a little bit more visceral.
Uh-huh.
The characters are much more down to earth and believable in their actions.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, people die when they should die. People get saved when it's cool. You never. It just. It almost feels a lot more like. I can't think of a good way to describe it, but. It really it doesn't let you down in the sense that you never really feel that it's getting trite.
Hmm.
It, you know, it's creative when it has to be. It doesn't fall into a whole lot of stereotypes. For example, there's only one dwarf in it, and it's an actual dwarf. It's not like a just it's just
like a medical dwarfism. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's kind of I find that pretty funny. You know, it just it doesn't sit on a lot of conventions. And for just that reason alone, I think it's worth trying the first book.
I'll have to check that out, because by now I've read everything that Neil Gaiman, Terry Pratchett, Stephen King, Cory Doctorow, like all of my favorite authors have ever written.
Yeah.
So, you know, all Tolkien, you know, Douglas Adams, neither of those guys coming out with anything new. So, yeah, George R.R. Martin. All right, that's going in my book queue.
Specifically, the ones I'm talking about, he has a series called A Crown. Or, sorry, what was the name of the series? Well, the first book in it's called A Game of Thrones.
Oh, the Ice and Fire.
Yes, that. So, okay. I give it a recommendation, and I ask you to at least harass Jick. If he has spent time reading R.A. Salvatore, then he kind of owes it to himself to try something much better.
Gotcha. Okay, well, I'll read it, and if, you know, getting Jake to do anything is not super easy. I know what I can do is I can read it, and I can get Hot Stuff to read it. Because if Hot Stuff tells him to do it, then he's more likely to do it. So
yeah.
I'll get on that. All right, man, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
George R.R. Martin. Actually, you know, Cory Doctorow is letting me down a little bit with his latest book, I hate to say. This is a guy who I have just devoured and enjoyed every single book that I've read of his so far. Especially Someone Comes to Town, Someone Leaves... Or Somebody Comes to Town, Someone Leaves Town. Right? Just fantastic, beautiful, wonderful book. Down and Out in the Magic Kingdom. Fantastic short story collection. So good. But Makers is problematic. I am halfway through it, and I'm still kind of waiting for it to kick in. And I'm trying not to feel like it's just a device to hang a lot of theories of economic development on. So, I don't know. I'm, it's not grabbing me like his other work has. Oh, Quisilis added me, but she doesn't want me to call her. What's that about? Quisilis. It was nice to see you again, by the way, Quisilis, at the Orlando meet. That was just really weird. I fully expected that, like, all right, we got a babysitter for this whole weekend. We're going to come back from Disney World, and we're just going to party until, like, 2 in the morning. Like, that just doesn't happen anymore. Not after 30. No, señores. Especially if we have a babysitter, but the baby is still in the room, you know, the suite with us. So no matter how late we stay up, the baby's going to get up at the same time. But, yeah, so I was amazed, though. I did the drinking around the world in Epcot. 11 drinks in, we started at noon, I think, and we were done at 5. So, yeah, well, like 2 drinks an hour, I guess. Not that huge, but was pretty messed up by the end of it. I felt fine the next day, so maybe I'm not as old. Senaraz says, hi, this may be odd, but I met my fiancé via KOL. He just proposed 3 days ago. We would like to invite both Chick and Scully to our wedding, as we would not have met if not for KOL. Well, that is an absolutely wonderful story, and it warms me to the cockles of my heart and the subcocular region. We would definitely, when you're sending out invitations, definitely send one to the home office. Just give a, you can send it to the donation link. You go to the donation link, there's a number for a P.O. box. And if we're not able to make it to the wedding, we would at least really like to know about it. And once it's done, if we're not there and you take pictures, make sure you post them somewhere. Because that's awesome, yeah. I wonder how many weddings... We were pondering this actually a couple years ago. Wondering how many weddings that KOL has been responsible for and how many divorces. It's like, in my immediate circle, I know several people who met via KOL, but then some of those people were already married to other people. So, yeah. Bodas and Iwi says, the tacos in my heart. Yes, it warms me to the tacos in my heart. That's what I'm saying. Avanjon Q says, similar to the Halloween masks, can you add some usable items or potions that change a user's avatar for one turn? Huh. Interesting. I don't know how sought after that would be. Would those have their own trick-or-treat, then? Huh. Potions and... Yeah. A potion that's like a costume. There may be a place for that in content that's coming out really soon. That should be fun. King Art says, when I log into the system and I'm notified of the message, not in chat, but in the yellow exclamation points, why is there a link to the profile of the user rather than the message? I know, that's what I said. That's something that every once in a while I bug Jick about. But, you know, there's so much that Jick has on his plate that usually gets lost. And to be fair, I've never written it down anywhere. So I'm going to add that to our list of things. Like, other people are finally saying this. That it would be nice if that was the same kind of link that you get in chat, where the first part is a link to the message, the second part is a link... to the player profile. Shall we? Lord Stefano says, female characters should have a slapback attack against Super Hodge when he strips them and Zombo when he depances them. Slap the hobo perv. How do you know that either of those aren't gay? And that, maybe it's the guys who should feel violated there. How do you know they're not bisexual? Maybe both genders should feel violated. Or maybe we're overthinking this just a little bit. Yar says, when is the Nemesis quest coming? It's already here. Ha ha. Man. I love the way that rolled out, too. Let's see. Triplet says, would you ever consider making consumable ultra rares, food, booze, spleen, and such? I don't think that anyone would thank us for doing that. Given that every ultra rare that's encountered, every ultra rare we put in the game makes all the other ultra rares ultra rarer, because they kind of come up in sequence. Yeah, I don't think people would be too keen on that. I don't think we're going to do it. Let's see now. Wow, Gringrim, this was last week we were talking about where the Minotaur came from, or Minotaur, if you're Greek. The Minotaur came to exist when King Minos pissed off a god and the god made his wife fuck a bull. Actually, that's what his wife told him. Like, no. I'm pregnant, but, you know, it was a bull. There was this, you know, you pissed off a god, and it's kind of like, no, there was this swan, see? And he was all, I'm Zeus, let's get it on. And that's why I was having sex with a swan when you walked in just now. I swear, it was Zeus. You gotta wonder about some of these myths. If film technology had existed in ancient Greece, these things would have been rated X, or triple X, or possibly Vin Diesel. Yes, Schlurp says, how about a link on the familiar page that equips all your familiars with their specific equipment, if you have it? I can see a problem there with the equipment that's equipable to multiple. Guess we could just ignore those. Otherwise, that's a fantastic idea. The more familiars that we get, the more we realize that the familiar setup was pretty much intended for maybe a maximum of 20 familiars. And now we have, you know, 11 dozen. How many familiars do we have? Let's have a look, shall we? I'm sure somebody can tell me quicker than I can look, but at least 125. No, that's not true. At least 120. That's a lot of stuff. So you could have 1,200 pounds of familiars, or 2,400 pounds of familiars. Ho-Hum says you should add some Tom Lehrer references. He has some great songs. I think we have a couple. I am a big Tom Lehrer fan. Discovered him in college, like people do. And, you know, Masochism Tango, Poisoning Pigeons in the Park, Subway Song. Yeah, good stuff. Let's see. Damasta says, I just watched the end of Buffy, and I never realized how literal the curiously shiny ancient evil bashing axe was. Yeah, as much as I love me some Buffy, every time that thing is on the screen, it's just like, okay, that is clearly made out of, like, shiny plastic and chrome paint and, like, a fresh, like, practically still bleeding sap steak at the end of it. Like, this is something that looks like it was made by the OC Chopper guys. It does not look like something that's been sitting in a cave waiting for the Slayer to discover it, even though nobody knew it existed for thousands of years. Like, yeah, not Buffy's finest moment. Loved how that all turned out, but they should have gone for something a little less bright red and shiny. Or they could have just showed the old lady, like, airbrushing the thing before she handed it to her. Like, hold on, we gotta spiff this up a little bit. Pimp my evil bashing axe. Sampum says, so what languages do you speak other than English? Un poquito de español. And Jake speaks a little tiny bit of German. He wasn't drunk enough when we got to Germany to speak German to the German people. But I spoke Spanish with the Spanish, with the Mexico folk. Let's see. Magic2729 says, so if the furry giant is sleaze-aligned, Why isn't the goth giant spooky aligned? Because goths are not spooky, but furries are definitely sleazy. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Sorry, aborted sneeze. It's the only time we're going to talk about abortion tonight, because Jick isn't on. Severus says, wait a minute, I just realized that the woman at the shore and Susie look a lot alike. Are they the same person? Are they related? Or is Susie living a double life? They are sisters. Huh. Identical twin sisters. They've never been photographed together, but we're pretty sure they're two people. Let's see. People asking for even more familiars. Sheriff Del Monte says, hey, how do y'all feel about Ascension run discussions and detailed mechanics posts on the forums? Do you mind, or should we go to third-party forums for our nerdy needs? I have no problem with that. I think that those are only... they're spoilers, but they're spoilers that are not of interest to people who aren't likely to read them, I guess. People who are going to be pissed off about a detailed discussion of game mechanics are not people who are likely to click a thread that says this is a detailed discussion of game mechanics. Yeah. Chrysalis says Jay was drunk enough to speak German to the German people at Epcot and Japanese in Japan. That's kind of awesome. Kisela says we never really got to Mexico. We spent an hour going on the Norwegian boat ride. We went on the Norwegian boat ride, but it only took like 10 minutes. It was pretty awesome. I have to say. My favorite of the entire trip, though, is still the Haunted Mansion. The slightly revamped and rebooted Haunted Mansion. Fucking incredible. They did use just enough new technology to not mess with a good thing, but to make it super spooky. I enjoyed it. There's somebody who wants to taint his Nerf darts. Ooh. I don't recommend getting Nerf darts anywhere in the vicinity of your taint. Excuse me. Wow, there's a website devoted solely to running the first two panels of an XKCD cartoon and then a drawing of Goetze at the end. You know, the hating on XKCD is baffling to me. If you don't think it's funny, then you're wrong, but that's okay. Like, a lot of people don't know what funny is. And they do just fine. But I don't see why you have to go, this isn't funny, you guys shouldn't like it. I don't know. Is making fun of stuff because you don't get it is really easy to do. And always kind of makes you look stupid. Linguini Lad says, so is Jocko homo gay? No, it's homo as in, like, dude. Homo sapiens. People are asking some really weird questions. Captain Spam says, jaw bruisers, annoying, disruptive, makes chat incomprehensible, snowballs, pure awesome. Yes, yes they are. I agree with both parts of that statement. I feel really bad because I'm the guy who came up with the jaw bruiser, just the item. And that was what inspired Jake to come up with the Jawbruiser chat effect. And that just made me sad. Brute Force says, oh yeah, why are foam darts not usable on people in Hardcore/Ronin? For real, seeing as they don't do anything aside from chat messages. Or don't they? Don't they? Chrysalis in radio chat posted a picture of her in Epcot. I'm going to go ahead and link to my Flickr stream because it's got some decent pictures. One of my favorites is of my kid apparently doing karate, or possibly Jim Morrison or Captain Jack. Oh, he looks so tired in that photo. But so cute. Check out my baby. Check out my fucking baby. Isn't he so fucking cute? For reals. There's also a blurry picture of my baby on Jake's head. Let's put that one in radio chat, too. If you're not in radio chat and you're missing these links, flickr.com/photos/skullhead is my Flickr. And it has lots of pictures from that trip. Nothing too horribly embarrassing, I don't think. Me looking at pictures is not giving me... We took a whole lot of pictures of the little train set in Germany. My wife informs me that I'm the one that took them. And that's baffling to me, because I remember, like, taking one picture, but not, you know, like, 800? I don't know. We got a whole lot of them. I was pretty hammered by Germany. I was all... Dankeschön. Yeah. Let's see. Radio Bugman. Hoshino Kabi says, why are the June item of the month familiars the only familiars that provide access to adventure-granting consumables? Has the idea of a familiar that drops food or booze ever been considered? It has. Anytime we want to add food or booze, there's that whole balancing act that we got to do. If that was the only thing that the familiar did, unless it was the best food and booze, it wouldn't be worth taking that familiar out, right? But if it was the best food and booze, then that would kind of... That would be us kind of breaking our vow that we don't want to have... We don't want donation to have to be mandatory to do well in the game. So we'd like to keep the best food and booze just for people who, you know, just created in-game. So that makes it kind of problematic. If we could come up with, like, a couple of interesting things for it to do and have it drop food and booze, then we'd happily do it. I'm also proud of this picture. I've apparently been snowballed. Anybody who's seen Clerks will think that's kind of funny. Help me out here. Toss something in on the Twitter. Talk about stuff. I got a new telephone today. That was exciting. I came up to the brink of getting one of those, fancy Android phones that all the kids have. Never will have an iPhone because I'll never go on AT&T, but I was holding the Motorola Click in my hand. I was like, oh, app phone and doing stuff and... This is going to be awesome. And then, you know, my wife took me for a walk. Got me out of the store and away from the hustle and bustle. And I realized that, you know, for that much money on my monthly phone bill, it's not worth it. I'm not Mr. Bleeding Edge phone guy. for the amount of time that I'm away from my house. Yeah. I thought, yeah, I'll take the click home and see how it goes for a couple of weeks, and then if I don't like it, I'll trade it back in. Like, no. If I take it home, it will stay at the home. So what I did, what I ended up getting was this little Samsung Highlight. It's like an entry-level touchscreen phone, no App Store, no Android. It has mobile web, but, you know, like the kind of stripped-down web without a whole bunch of pictures and style sheets kind of thing. But it's doing the trick. I'm digging it. It actually, the touchscreen keyboard on the Samsung Highlight, very cool. So I lost the ability to have EPIN for the phone that I have. I can't be Mr. Phone Guy. At least not yet. Thankfully, Brute Force Pwns U says Motorola Click is an awful phone. So, whew, looks like I dodged a bullet. Let's see. Anybody talking to me on my Twitter? Slasher Scooge says, you three need to stop going on trips. You always seem to come home sick. It's a sign. It is a sign. Jesus. I got the worst cough and then the migraine today and sinus migraine. It's fantastic. It's you start seeing little snakes kind of glimmering fractal shape, like iridescent snakes in front of your vision, and then that means you have about a half an hour to get home and get horizontal before you just get punched in the face. So like the left half of my face just throbbed for an hour or so, and then the right half just throbbed for an hour or so. So it's very bad. Yeah. Let's see, we can take a little bit longer of a musical break, given that it's just me. If you've just joined us, you can send me a message on 10 Dozen Minutes, the Skype account, 10 Dozen Minutes. Send me a message, and I will call you and chat. Send me a message telling me what you want to talk about and your KOL name, and I will call you, and we'll chat. Until then, let's take a little bit of a break, shall we? We shall. We'll be right back.
We've got nothing in common. Tom and Grand Blue Stars from We're falling apart. You say the world has come between us. Our lives have come between us. I know you just don't care. And I said what about affirmatively as you said I think I remember the film and as I recall I think we both had a naked and I said well that's the one thing we've got.
Look at her, you know you do. possible she wants you to. There is one way to ask her. It don't take a word, not a single word. Go on and kiss the girl. Sing with me now. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, bye-o, bye-o. Got the boy too shy, ain't gonna kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, ain't it sad, ain't it a shame, too bad. Ain't gonna kiss the girl. Well, I live out my head, then 49 shares, I'd have 1,000 tails. But master you with luck, cause up your sleeves, got a plan of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now, some heavy ammunition in your can. You got some punch, sass, yahoo, and house. All you gotta do is rub that lamp, and I'll say, Mr. Alonzer, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your watch, yeah, jot it down. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend. Like me.
An angel in a box beneath my bed. Little beast that broke her jaw. Then I tried to fix her head. They said I had to put her back, that I had to put her back exactly where I found her. But I know I saw, but she was doing good until the cat got her. And I came to write a letter, but my pen was full of hymns. I came to drown a sorrow. It seems they've learned to swim. Mouth full of pins and heart pumping gasoline. It's late, I'm still at the sewing machine, stitching up strays 15 years. But this one's mean. Well, I fixed you up when they said you were past repair. And I stitched you up, I thread a needle with my hair. And I fixed you up when you were still a common sparrow. But look who's on the shoulder now, when the road goes narrow. I kept an angel in a box beneath my bed. Little bitch who broke her jaw. And I tried to fix her head. They said I had to put her back, that I had to put her back exactly where I found her. But I know I saw that she was doing good until the cat got her. Well, I'm putting you out of my misery. We ain't got much, but we got history. It was a mercy kill, no. It was a suicide, no. It was an accident, no. Well, at least I tried. With soft drugs and a steam river, tough love and a tape measure. Stitching up boys is different that way. You fix a bird, you buy a cage. You fix a man and you fix a man and he flies away. That's not sewing, that's just poking holes. And it's a strange breed, a different kind of creature. Looks for love through the eye of a needle. But the creed of the seamstress is that you're pretty and beat. I kept an angel in a box beneath my bed. Little beast that broke her jaw. And I tried to fix her head. They said I had to put her back, that I had to put her back exactly where I found her. But I know I saw she was doing good until the cat got her. Take a seat and let me get a look at your face. Busted back, it's been broke for days, not much. Little something for the pain, don't bust. I will never get a single lace straight. And I keep it clean as I can with just a machine and a mattress plus. I never did need for a pattern, just some good restraint to my bedside manner. that's just poking holes. When I ran out of thread, I couldn't let go. But that's not sewing, that's, oh, that's just poking holes.
Scott, relax, it's clean up your act. You've got one in particular, dispenses with tact. Says it plain to your face, his advice unimpeachable. Feel chastised, any animals teachable, any goals reachable. Let us embark, we declare, we declaim, we decry, we remark. The ethics and etiquette have yet to jump shark. Dynamite strap coon, but yet to set spark. With that in mind, employ each as it lingers. Keep the phrase in ready reach of your fingers, lest you forget for a moment the edict. Trap a gate frozen, pull out and read it, your friend. Consistently counsels the same, urging all dickishness struck from the game.
Your friend will. Your friend will. Your friend will declares. Your friend will declares. Don't be a dick. Your friend will. Your friend will. Your friend will declares. Your friend will declares. Don't be a dick.
How'd your friend get possession of the wisdom? Once hooked the headset into wrong system. Listened, heard what? Cock-a-doodle-doos. If you think it's involuntary, get disabused. It's you. You do what you don't at your discretion. Your bickery's untamed. Practice repression. Act as direction. Suggest and desist. Your friends all insist.
Calm down the list.
Got one who warns he could get a little stabby. That'd be bad form, but he gets a little crabby. He's aptly the messenger, hardened of hide. But if somebody wrote, oh, you die, die, die. If you'd see your adherence, assured all the more so. Soakscreen what your friend said on your torso. Wear it out proudly. Point and recite. An edict walks by. Have to say versus contrite.
Your friend will. Your friend will, your friend will declares, your friend will declares, don't be a dick. Your friend will. Your friend will, your friend will declares, your friend will declares, don't be a dick. Your friend Francis, don't be a, don't be a dick, your friend. Don't be a dick, your friend, friend, friend will says.
I won't let you down.
What indeed? What do you want from me? What do you want from Adam Lambert? I want for Adam Lambert to go on tour so I can go and sit in an auditorium full of teenage girls and gay men and listen to some awesome music that I really should know better than to like. Yeah, so we're doing 10 Dozen Minutes. This is Mr. Skullhead, all by my lonesome. If you just tuned in, what we're doing tonight is I've created a Skype account called 10 Dozen Minutes. 10 Dozen Minutes, all spelled out, all one word. And if you would like to be a part of the show, you can send me a message via Skype. Just text with what you'd like to talk about, what your KOL name is, and I will give you a call. We've got a couple of them early on, and then people kind of forgot. Lured, I like to think, by my dulcet tones. And, you know, just completely forgot to speak. Which is cool and all, but really, guys. RDFM says, why solo, Mr. Skullhead? Well, it doesn't matter, I still say, hey, guy, love the show, have fun. Because that's how RDFM talks. Solo because Jick is flying from Orlando as we speak. Vaginal Bloodfart, who has been known to join me on occasion, is doing the crazy little thing called work at the moment. I actually try to get MC Front a lot, too, but apparently he's having some throat problems and needs to take care of those $1,000 pipes of his. By the way, did I mention yet that Zero Day is fantastic, and I can't wait for you guys to be able to hear all of it? I can't wait. Oh, but I can, and I must. He's going to South by Southwest, and he'll be on PAX East as well. They're also, just waiting. Oh, the waiting is the hardest part. Tom Petty was right. Let's see. Radio Bugbear, why hast thou forsaken me? Gabriel666 says, is there a way you could make a prismatic spell for mysticality classes? It would be useful in all situations. I can understand an 1820 MP like Hobopolis skills. Well, think about it. That is, elemental damage is a place where we can stick a lot of groovy content and not have to worry too much about unbalancing stuff. So, you know, the two things that I have a huge hard-on for when I'm writing stuff these days, breakable equipment and prismatic damage. Because breakable equipment means you can put a whole bunch of equipment in the game, you can make it good, but just make it break, and elemental and prismatic damage just makes it easier to give something a neat effect that's not game-breaking. This item of the month, by the way, I'm not sure if we're going to get it out on time, but it, content-wise, it is off the chain. It's more content than the previous item of the month. By this rate, our usual July content-gasm is going to have to be another fucking game. It's neat, though. I like it. It's going to be fun. Oh, wait, I shouldn't say I'm excited about stuff, because then people get disappointed in retrospect because I don't know what good stuff is. Forgot about that. It's going to be terrible. You're going to hate it. But you're going to buy it. That's right. Chrysalis was asking if I could play any of Zero Day on the air. I just played one, Your Friend Will. That's a song that's been released as a single. Front asked when he sent out the early release, the press release, that we not leak any of the files. And, you know, I respect that. He is, I consider him a dear acquaintance, you know, a friend who I don't get to see very often. And I'm not gonna screw him by releasing them early. As much as I would like to. You know, I would be worried about raising expectations too high, but I don't think that it's possible to raise expectations too high. They are so good. So good. Yeah. Pretty soon, he wanted to wait until we had advance. He had the advance sales set up, which is going to be a couple more weeks, and then he said we could premiere a couple of tracks on Radio KOL. Which is really exciting. You know, I was wondering which of us if he's more famous than we are, and I think he is by a little bit. We have 3,500 followers. He has 8,000 followers. Okay, so yes. We need him more than he needs us. XKCD should get on the Twitter. The Twitter. The Google. Send me a line. I'm dying. Send me a tweet. Send me a Radio Bugbear question. Send me a Skype. I have so many avenues of communication open to you right now. I feel so vulnerable. Don't leave me hanging. If you leave me hanging, I'm going to play Christian rap. That's what I'm going to do. Let's take a song. And you can decide. If you want to hear more songs like this, then you can not send me questions. If you would prefer to not hear more songs like this, then you should probably send in some stuff. Let's go ahead and do, yeah. See you in 4 minutes, and we'll see what's up. She didn't think twice. A couple of days later, called her up and asked her out. She said, with you? I said, with me. And then she said, without a doubt. So, I took her to the garden where I guess they grow the olives. She wore a tighter skirt than any I had seen in college. What? She said, I love to smoke and drink while cursing like a sailor. I asked her where she got her mouth and if she had a tailor. Finally, I walked her to the door to say goodnight. Right. She said, I am an apple. Would you care to take a bite? Politely, I refused and said, I'm looking for a lady. So she slapped me in my face and said, boy, you must be crazy. Different from the ones before. Different from the ones before. She's not the kind of love girl. Different from the ones before. Cause I know she loves the girl. She's not the kind of love girl. Virtuous and every kind of love that makes you say, I hope she comes my way. Virtuous, cause God laid it on my heart to search for this. So I open up the word to the book of Proverbs. The 31st chapter tells me all about her. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. A woman who fears the Lord, she ain't playing. Hear what I'm saying, cause I'm saying it clearly. She's the kind of girl I got to have near me. She's the kind of girl. That kind of girl. Different from the ones before. Cause I know she loves the girl. She's the kind of girl. That kind of girl. Virtuous in every way. Well, I'm looking into hooking with a lady, and not a girly of the world that's shady. But the kind of girl you meet behind the doors of the church. You see, God'll bring it to me, so I don't have to search.
She's like game player. Good to the makes you say. I hope she comes my way.
Ah, the DC Talk Gambit works every time. Every time. Josh Bittner says, thoughts on the Wheel of Time series. Robert Jordan died, but his wife got another author to take the manuscripts and finish the series. First of the last three books came out in November. That may be another one like Lost, where I'll just wait for it to finish and somebody can tell me whether I should read it or not. I was pretty intimidated by the size of it and the fact that it wasn't done yet. So, let's see. We're gonna put this guy. We're gonna put him in August. I created a monster because I'm running the 2011 KOL Fan Art Calendar Contest, and we didn't have enough entries, so I asked Jick to put a note on the front page, and suddenly everyone's like, holy cow, let's do this. So, yeah. So now I'm dealing with just dozens of people, which is the right kind of problem, I suppose. Oh no, there's too much talent for the calendar contest. What are we going to do? Yeah. Elsewhere on Skype. Alex Fernandez says, I see new movies on about a 1 year delay. What do I need to watch for this last year? Star Trek. I'm going to say, if you only see one movie that came out in 2009, and you're a nerd, see Star Trek. That was just about the platonic ideal of a movie for nerds. See, this is what I need. I need a list, though, of movies that came out in 2009. Let me just take a look here. I mean, there are lots of movies I intended to see and didn't see. Fantastic Mr. Fox, I would like to see. Up in the Air. You know, The Princess and the Frog was pretty good. Sherlock Holmes was also very good. I would love to see... Actually, I really don't want to see Push. Avatar was only okay. I mean, it was all right. But, I'm not going to say that you got to go out and see it. Would have liked to see The Box. That kind of came and went pretty quickly. Twilight Saga, New Moon. You can avoid that like the plague. And Ninja Assassin. Yeah, definitely need that one. Yeah, those are of the ones that I can call to mind. Like, shit. I don't go to the theater very often myself these days. That's actually been the hardest thing about having a child, is not going to see movies in the theater. Because that used to be... That used to be a thing. Like, it wouldn't really matter what we were going to see. It was, like, going to a movie was kind of an end in and of itself. You get the popcorn, you sit in the dark, you watch the trailers, it's awesome. Yeah. Okay, let's look. Here's a list of movies that came out this year. Thank you, Chrysalis. A Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, pretty good. If you like your Harry Potter movie slavishly slavishly faithful to the book, you're probably going to hate it. They did some things I didn't like, but all in all, it was one of the best put-together films in the series. Up by Pixar, no-brainer, that was great. Apparently The Blind Side was real good. It's getting Oscar nominees. To me, it just looked like another magic black person movie. Movies I didn't see, 2012, Fast and Furious, G.I. Joe, Paul Blart. Taken was badass. I'm not sure if that came out this year or last. I'm thinking last. Came out last year, but it was still a big deal on the box office this year. Terminator Salvation, no thank you. Inglourious Bastards was fabulous. That was Quentin Tarantino finally getting back to being Quentin Tarantino. Somebody finally took his hand off his dick and his nose out of the cocaine. I'm like, remember when you were an awesome director and you did things with purpose and drive? And he went, oh, I do! And off he went. It was wonderful. District 9 I need to see. Paranormal Activity, Need to See. Watchmen's a rental. Princess and the Frog, a rental. Where the Wild Things Are, fantastic. Coraline, absolutely wonderful. Friday the 13th, actually pretty damn good for what it was. I mean, you know if you're going to like the remake of Friday the 13th or not going into it. Drag Me to Hell, that was very, very good. Again, you'll know if you want to see that or not. Yeah, there we go. Of the 100 top grossing movies of the year, those are the ones I would recommend seeing. Observe and report. Crazy Hearts, need to see that. Fantastic Mr. Fox, need to see that. The Musical 9, terrible. Fell asleep in the middle of it. Invention of Lying, need to see that. Jennifer's Body, if you're a fan of the horror genre, it is a fine example. If you were hoping that it would be Juno, only with, like, tits and gore, you're going to be mostly disappointed. Ponyo, need to see that. Whip It, wanted to see that. Sunshine Cleaning, do not fucking bother. If you've seen Little Miss Sunshine, you've seen Sunshine Cleaning. There's that. There are independent movies that are movies. And then there are movies from people who think indie movie is a genre. Like, this is what an indie movie is like. Everyone dresses like it's the 70s. All of the sets are kind of grimy and filthy. Everyone has to have quirky jobs and, like, little personality quirks that define them. It's just like, and Alan Arkin needs to be the cranky grandpa. That's, you know, generic independent movie. That's what Sunshine Cleaning was. Just completely waste of time. And a waste of Amy Adams, which should be a crime. Let's see, we got more people talking on Skypezor. Alex Fernandez says, I refuse to watch Sandra Bullock embarrass herself. I'm afraid if I watch Blindside, I would turn it off and look for a copy of Demolition Man. You can stream Demolition Man on Netflix now. There's now no excuse for not having seen Demolition Man. Demolition Man. Jism Stick, wow, says, man, Nemesis Quest is awesome. Did you do any writing or was that all riff? It was a 95% riff. He called upon me to write the hit and miss combat texts for all of the monsters, but that's it. Other than that, he, you know, conceived and executed entirely by riff. Super impressive. Like I said, it was his Chinese Democracy, only when it came out, it was actually good. It's weird, when Chinese Democracy came out, I listened to it a whole lot and thought it was really good, but now I haven't gone back to it at all. Judge Dredd was on while we were in Orlando, says R. Taylor. Oh boy, that was a terrible film. That's one of those where you hear that they're remaking it and you don't go, oh man, don't, man, why you gotta mess with, you know, Hollywood's out of ideas. Like, no, the world could use a good Judge Dredd movie. I think it would be possible. I actually don't, I've never seen Demolition Man. Any movie that came out before, like, 1995 but was rated R, I didn't see. That's about all of my home life you need to know. Zombieland. Zombieland's another one I gotta see. Need to have another movie day with Adam Dunn, where we just sit and watch movies all day long. Let's take another brief musical break. You guys, you let me down, I will let you down. Yep, I'm going here. Wait. Where'd it go? Okay, I'm totally bugging right now. I'll just do this one. Oh yeah, I forgot that that particular DC Talk album has little skits in between the tracks that lets all the tracks bleed into each other. Man, on my radio show someday I should just play that album in its entirety. Man. DC Talk. Free at last. Welcome to me, circa 1993, when I met Jick. The only music I listened to was Christian music. DC Talk, Newsboys, Petra. And along came Jick, the atheist, and he was like, dude, what is, I hate rap, and I hate Christianity, and why do you listen to this stuff? It's like, why don't you try some REM? And I was like, that's cool. Why don't you try this They Might Be Giants band that I listen to? They're the only other, you know, secular band I listen to. And so I introduced him to They Might Be Giants. He introduced me to the concept of free will, really. So that was pretty awesome. And whenever I don't have any messages from anybody, I'm going to be playing DC Talk. Excuse me. Brute Force says, so what's next with the Nemesis Quest out other than the item of the month? Other than the item of the month, we are looking at finishing the sea content. Like an actual end to the quest down there is where we're headed. So that is in the pipes. It's, you know, it's the kind of thing where it's like 90% finished and that last 10% is the really slow 10%. Can't talk and type at the same time. Never can, never could, never will. So hit me up, what do you want to talk about? Don't really want to get into politics. That's no fun. Hot Boat just checked in. Howdy. 20 more minutes. Let's see. Media I've recently consumed. Watch the first 5 minutes of Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. Actually, like the first 10 minutes. Enough to hear Optimus Prime say, punk-ass Decepticon. And watch the bizarre, herky-jerky, just super strangely paced and everything scene where the kid goes to college and his mom does drugs and to the... And decided that I really didn't need to see the rest of the movie. I totally said hot pho. Didn't I? Yeah, I said hot fur. Hot fur. Hot fear. Hot fucking cider. New stuff on the Intertron, maybe. Everyone seen the video with the crazy guy beating up the other guy? Craziness. I'm looking at Boing Boing, but all Boing Boing's gonna get me to do is look at Boing Boing and not talk. I do love me some ninja coat hooks. Those look nifty. What? Huh? What? Josh is my name. Brute Force says, Hot Fuzz, kick-ass movie? Yes or no? Yes. Absolutely yes. Definitely. I wish that I had seen Shaun of the Dead first, because I saw Hot Fuzz and it was so freaking amazing, and then Shaun of the Dead was only really good, so I was slightly disappointed in retrospect, but both of those movies, fantastical. Still checking for updates, for chatter. There's a lot of people in chat right now. Hook a brother up. Let's talk about stuff. Okay. Abstinence. Tune from DC Talk.
Do you copy? SEX to test when I'm pressed. So back up off with less of that test. Impressive brother with a life of virtue. The inner sense to spin is gonna hurt you. Safe is the way they say to play. Then again, safe ain't safe at all today. So just wait for the bait that's straight from God. And don't have sex till you're tired like that.
Take a little time for us to see
the truth
that love is simply more fulfilling than the need.
idiots. Respect is what we need to find the cure for this disease.
You're tired of now.
Dog him out. Your sex for now. He's willing to abstain from sex even if they dog him out. That is a devoted Christian right there. Oh, wow. Wow. In my high school, we had a couple of girls who, they went to my church, and they would wear t-shirts that said, "I'm not doing it" on the front. And on the back, they had all the reasons, like, "I don't want to get pregnant, I don't want to get an STD, because this, because that," and at the bottom, just, "because God's plan is the best." So, of course, a month later, one of them was pregnant. Abstinence education, despite what recent studies might indicate, does not work, especially for Christians. It's really sad to me that 12 years after the fact, I can still just, without even thinking about it, go, "SEX is a test when I'm pressed, so back up off with less of that zest. Impress this brother with a life of virtue. The innocence that's spent is gonna hurt you. Safe is the way they say to play. Then again, safe ain't safe at all today. So just wait for the mate that's straight from God. Don't have sex till you tie the knot." Just completely ruined my headspace. Anyway, yeah, message to Flaming Ice, confidential to Flaming Ice, should be a PM. Grimdell says, "I thought God's plan was to be fruitful and multiply." Yes, but only if you're married. If you're in the Old Testament, you can have sex with any of your multiple wives. Or if God tells you to, you can have sex with your wife's handmaid, her servant. or your concubine. If you're Noah, you can have sex with your daughters, and that's fine. But goodness knows we wouldn't want you to have sex with anybody else. And definitely not with somebody of the same sex. Craziness, if you ask me. It just seems sad to me that there's no reason for there to be discrimination against gay people in our society, except for the fact that there are a couple of obscure Bible verses that, when poorly translated, seem to indicate you should do so. Like, it's not like gay people are going around stabbing people, and that's why we should dislike them. No, it's just a misguided attempt at morality. Like, there's no reason why people shouldn't use condoms and have, you know, sex thoughtfully. Just that apparently God is not strong enough to punch through a condom, so it's against God's will for you to use them. Ah. This is why, you know, like, the most permissive church I could never go to, you know, even the most liberal church these days, because it, having something other than what makes sense be a standard just leads to problems. Oh yeah, Quisalas, I also know all of the lyrics to Ice Ice Baby front to back and back to front. We used to sit in the back of the youth van when we went on trips with the youth group in my church and just rap out all of Ice Ice Baby. Oh yeah, we were pretty freaking cool. Need a song to go out on, for sure. I think we'll give the DC Talk a rest. Just maybe. Took a long song to go out on. I don't know if I still have it all up in there, Kieselis. Let's see. Alright, stop, collaborate, and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention, something. Grabs a hold of me tightly, flows like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop, yo? I don't know. Turn off the lights, and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage, and mic is jump like a handle. Dance. How much speak is that boom? I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom, deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it, I'll leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bullseye, the kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Now that the party is jumping, with the bass kicked in and the Vegas out pumping, quick to the point and to the point, no faking, cooking MCs like a pound of bacon, burning them. Very quick and nimble, I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat, with a souped up tempo, I'm on a roll, time to go solo, rolling, in my 5.0, total rag top down so my hair can blow, the girlie's on standby, waiting just to say hi, did you stop? No, I just drove by, kept on, pursuing to the next stop, I bust a left and I'm headed for the next block, the block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A, Beachfront Avenue, girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis, rock. Love is driving Lamborghinis jealous, cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with a gauge, I'm an Ella with a 9. Ready for the chumps on the wall. The chumps act nimble cause they're full of 8-ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my 9, all I heard was shells falling on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. Trying to get away before the jackers jacked. Police are on the scene, you know what I mean. They back me up, running all the dope fiends. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Take heed, because I'm a lyrical poet. Miami's on the scene, just in case you didn't know it. My town, they created all the bass sound. And I'm shaking kick holes in the ground, because my style's like a chemical spill. Get the rhymes with collision and fill. Conducting form, that's a hell of a concept. We make it hype, and you want to step with this. Shape plays on the fade, slice like a ninja, cut like a razor blade, so fast. Other DJs say, damn, but my rhyme was a drug, I would sell it by the gram. I keep my composure when it's time to get loose, magnetized by the mic while I kick my juice. And if there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Yeah, that felt good. Was it good for you? That was good for me. It's okay, Kieselis. You can love me forever and also hang out with Jay. Jay's pretty cool, you know. He'll always be trying to measure up to my impossible standard. But that's really his problem, not mine. So yeah. I think, you know, what I want is that to go out on. Man. This is why I didn't become a rapper. It's just towards the end of that, I just the cheeks go numb. I don't know how Front can do it. I don't know how he can hit the, like, keep slaying in files that were combinate to add weight to fat tracks in the middle of a set. You know, that I say that, and I can't talk for the rest of the day. Anyway, last little bits of business here. Nothing in there. Nothing up my sleeve. Presto. Oh, God. Brute Force Pwns, you sent me a link to that douche-tastic Christian emo band covering the Postal Service. You know, if they were ironically shredding through that song, sure. But they are dead serious. You can see it. They're not, like... I've heard some really good thrash metal covers of Britney Spears and Lady Gaga, but those guys are just... They are seriously emoing the fuck out of the Postal Service, and that's just sad. So yeah, we won't be doing that. But it's about time for me to get out of here. Hot F. Coming up next, I'm going to leave you with Lars Da Punk's remix of What's Up
with Somewhere. On a given weekend in 1994... there would be that remix of that Four Non Blondes song playing really loudly. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. I said, hey, what's going on? And I said, but what I don't get is how not only could you always hear that if you were in the right place, you could always hear it no matter where you were. Where you were, somewhere on a given weekend in 1994, there would be that remix of that Four Non Blondes song playing really loudly. But what I don't get is how not only could you always hear that if you were in the right place, you could always hear it no matter where you were. Somehow one frat party was always playing that song. Always playing that song. And somehow, the one that was playing that song was always the one that had their music turned up. I mean, and it's not like that's a terrible song, but it's like... play some different songs or something, you know? I mean, and it's not like that's a terrible song, but it's like... play some different songs or something, you know? Somewhere on a given weekend in 1994. What you will about like hippies, but at least they sometimes listen to the Grateful Dead and sometimes they listen to Fish. Somewhere on a given weekend in 1994, there would be that remix of that Four Non Blondes song playing really loudly. But what I don't get is how not only could you always hear that if you were in the right place, you could always hear it no matter where you were. No matter where you were. A little bit of variety, but like frat boys, all they do is listen to that one song, that Four Non Blondes song. My mom likes Food Stank. My mom likes Food Stank. That Four Non Blonde song. My mom likes Food Stank.